This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. December 9th, 2022, as it happens, is a Friday, and that is where we find Marketplace's Lily Jamali on the inflation beat.
Nobody will say that predicting inflation a year out is easy.
But making a forecast that is reliable, you have to be very, very humble.
Southern Methodist University Business School professor Harvey Rosenblum would know. That forecasting was part of his job for some of his 43 years at the Dallas Fed. The pandemic and the fiscal policies that have come out of it, like federal stimulus checks, have made this harder.
The willingness to print money, if you will, and lean on central banks to finance government deficits has been a global phenomenon. That is a major factor that has been driving inflation.
And will do so for the next several years, he says. Don Desjardins, deputy chief economist at RBC, is more optimistic.
I think we'll be saying that inflation is lower than it was when we exited 2021, but that it remains higher than what we were experiencing before the pandemic.
She expects it'll still be hard to get people back to work, prompting wages to keep rising.
And as a result, that will keep price pressures a little hotter than they were prior to the pandemic.
This year, inflation has driven up prices on big ticket items like rent, vehicles, and food, says Ryan Wang, U.S. economist at HSBC. Knowing that is helpful, but he says it doesn't make the crystal ball any clearer.
I mean, if there's anything that economists have learned this year, it's the ability to be surprised repeatedly and significantly. So, I mean, I think that's probably the most valuable skill that we should have picked up over the course of this year.
Which is why Harvey Rosenblum's advice to stay humble might be good to remember. Reporting from December 2022, I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.